Don't come any closer.
Yeah, that version comes from a fiddler named Emery Bailey. It's kind of a sweeter version.
Which one? The one you just played?
Yeah. The Carpenter family, Ernie and the French, they played it a lot different feel than the way they played it.
Could you play a little snatch of the way that Ernie plays?
And this tune got to be called Camp Chase, I guess, after that event, after the prison war thing. Before that, people called roughly the same tune George Booger and Booker, and there's also a Scottish name which I can't remember.
Thinking about when Laura up there helped getting all set to play and then over Betty. It's sort of a controversial thing to say, but there's a prime example of why there aren't more women fiddlers. Hopefully a situation that won't continue. That's good.
Well, bring her down here with you. Bring her down here with you. She can sit next to you.
It's just that I haven't seen her.
Yeah.
You play What Are We Gonna Do With the Baby Up?
Your ear. Don't go to that.
Well, the other day in class, we had a pretty interesting rendition of Leather Breeches with Kevin playing Irish and Pete playing in sort of Southern style.
Want to do that again?
Want to wind up with that?
Yeah.
It actually did work pretty well.
When Jerry was talking about the guy playing the tune and winning his freedom, I thought, how many chains have gotten fiddle players arrested? I think there's a lot more than a button free.
when you forget how many of what part you're playing, then you're really fiddling.
Exactly.
I think that's a fitting finish for a fiddle styles workshop. Thanks a lot for coming, Margo. Is there what's on?
Yeah, I have a real important announcement to make. Somebody noticed that the dining hall staff had changed the meal hours to 4:30 to 5:30 is our call, and it's back to 4:30 to 6.
Okay.
So the dance will go until after 5, and y'all go over there now. We should have a nice
what will we do without you, Margo?
Not again.
Yeah.